Today she is Masecht Yuma Daf Samach Tes. We will begin with Hashem Daf Samach Ches on the base at the Gemara right after the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that when it came to the Kriyas HaTorah, the Mishnah said if the Kohen Gadol wanted, he could read the Kriyas HaTorah on Yom Kippur Be'itzdalus Lovan Mishaloi, with his own white garment. Mechlal. So by teaching us that the Kriyas HaTorah on Yom Kippur could be done wearing the Itzdalus Levana, Mechlal, it's obvious, says the Gemara, the Kriya Lav Avoidahi, that the Kriyas HaTorah on Yom Kippur is not considered an Avoidah. For if it was an Avoidah, it would have to be done wearing the Big Day Kahuna. And moreover, the fact, says the Tosfos Yeshanim, that our Gemara, our Mishnah, did not teach us that the Kohen Gadol, if he chooses to wear the Itzdalus Lavan, has to give it over to the Tzibur, again, is a raya that it's not considered like Big Day Kuna. Because if it were considered like Big Day Kuna, at the minimum, then it would have to give it over to the Tzibur, that it should have the same status as the Big Day Kuna. Another point that they make is that the Itzdalus is like some sort of a robe. It's not really a full-fledged garment. And if the halacha were that this is considered an avoidah, then you would have to wear a full-fledged malbush, a full-fledged garment, not some sort of an itzdalus, that should be considered satisfactory. So obviously, says the Gemara, Mechlal, from here we see the kriya, that the kriya satayrah on Yom Kippur, lav avoidahi. Katani, but we also learned in our Mishnah that Imrats are liquors with Big Day Butz, that should the Kohen Gadol want to do the Kriyas HaTorah wearing the Big Day Lovin, Kaira, he may. So says the Gemara, shouldn't this be a proof? Shmamina, the Big Day Kahuna, Nitin Lenisbehen, that one could use Big Day Kahuna in any way he wants, because otherwise, and that there is no Issa Me'ila. Because if there were an Issa Me'ila, how could you wear it when you're not obligated to wear it? And the Rishonim give two explanations how to understand why there's no Issa Me'ila if it was made by the Tzibur, was owned by a Hegdish. One explanation they give is that when they made them, there was a Tanai made that if they needed to be worn, not just for the Avoida, they may be worn. That's one approach. The other approach is that it's impossible when the Kohen, the Kohen Gadol all the time, or the Kohen Hedyot, wear his Big Day Kahuna, that they should be able to wear them in a fashion that doesn't involve using it. You can't be exact. There's no one that could be perfectly exact in figuring out that they're not wearing the Big Day Kahuna, not just only when they're doing the Avodah. So it must be, says the Gemara, that there is no issue of Me'ila when they're wearing the Big Day Kahuna, even when they're not actually doing the Avodah. Says the Gemara, it's not a Raya. Kedil Mashani Kriya, that although we're saying the Kriya is not an Avodah, it's considered Tzorich Avodah. It's considered required for the Avodah, and anything that's the Tzorich Avodah, even though it isn't actually Avodah itself, that's why there's no problem of wearing it for that purpose. The Boilon, which this really is, says the Gemara, was a Shaila that was asked. Big Day Kuna, Nitin Lenis Behen, or Litin Lenis Behen? Can one wear the Big Day Kuna when he's not doing the Avodah, or may he not? Toshma, the Mishnah says in Masechta Tamid Daf Chof Hei Amud Beis, the Kohanim did not sleep wearing the Big Day Kodesh. Rather, says the Mishnah, Ella Hoypoishtim, they would take off the Big Day Kuhuna, or Makaplan, or Menichan Oison Tachas Rosheim, they would fold them and put it under their heads, Miskasim B'Ksus Atman, then they would use their own blankets to cover themselves up. What do we see from that Mishnah? Shinuhu Deloi, they're not allowed to sleep wearing the Big Day Kuhuna. Hamecha Achli, they're allowed to eat wearing the Big Day Kuhuna, even though it's not an Avodah. So we see that they're allowed to where the big the kahuna, even though it's not an avodah. Answers the Gemara, we can't bring a raya from what the kohanim eat. Because maybe the eating we're referring to, says the Gemara, is we're referring to achilas kachim. And achilas kachim, eating the kabonis, the kohanim eating the part of the kabonis that they're allowed to eat, tzorich avodahi, is considered a part of the avodah. Ketanya, as the pasuk teaches us, v'ochlu oisom ha-shakupahem, b'lamid shakohanim oichlem u'bal miskaprim. A part of getting the kapara is the kohanim eating, and therefore it's mutter to be eaten. And in fact, the Mikdash David wants to say a chiddush. He says that not only when the kohanim ate from the kabonis, the kachi kachim, where they get a share of those kabonis, the halach is they may only eat them in the azara, but even karban shlomim, that the portion of the karban shlomim that the kohanim get, they can eat anywhere in Yerushalayim. But since we just learned, says the Mikdash David, that the achila of the kohanim of the kabonis, the kohanim eating from the kabonis, brings kapara, so therefore, even when they just ate in Yerushalayim, while they were eating the kabonis, the shlomim meat, they were allowed to wear the big day kahuna. Continues the Gemara, that shinahu deloy, it seems that they're not allowed to sleep while they're wearing the big day kahuna. Haluchim alchi, but to walk around wearing them, they may. So we see, isn't this a raya, suggests the Gemara, that there's no problem of meila on the big day kahuna, because otherwise, how could they just walk around wearing them? Says the Gemara, no. But then who? Deluchim namiloi. Actually, they're not allowed to even walk around wearing the big day kahuna. The sefer etzuchle. So why did the Mishnah only speak about sleeping? The Mishnah should have taught us that you're even not allowed to just walk around wearing them. To teach us, that they're allowed to put it under their heads when they sleep. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, that they put them under the head, isn't this a raya shmamino, the big day kahuna, that you could have personal use for the big day kahuna, they're using them for a pillow. Amra Papa, so a Papa says, don't explain. Loi tema, don't explain that the Mishnah means tachas risheim, that the big day kuna were put under their heads as a pillow and they're benefiting directly. Ela ema rather means keneged risheim. It was put on next to the head. So the Achroidim ask that the Gemara Masechta Horis teaches us that if somebody puts his clothing under his head when he sleeps, meshachet talmuda, he forgets his learning. So how could the Gemara had a havamina that they could sleep with the big day kahuna under their head? So the Mishnah Berurah says that if you don't put your head directly under the clothing, but there's something between the clothing and your head, then the concern that mishkachet talmuda, you'll forget your learning, doesn't exist. Rabbi Yosef Chanan Zonnefeld says that the concern that by putting clothing under your head, you're going to forget your learning, is only when you put your own clothing under your head. Here we're talking about the big day kahedish that belonged to Hegdish. That concern doesn't exist. So now we're explaining, now Rapapa explained, that the Mishnah over there is not saying that you could put the big day kahuna under your head, but rather means you could put it on the side of your head. Says the Gemara, Omra Mishash, if that's the case, we could learn from here, Shrami not tefillin and atzad shapadami, that you could put tefillin next to your head. That even though you can't be wearing tefillin when you're sleeping, as the Gemara teaches us, there's a concern that you may pass gas which of course may not be done. But here you could put it on the side, and the chiddush of the Gemara is that you're not concerned that you may come to roll. You may come to roll on the big day kahuna because you're not allowed to sleep on the big day kahuna. Agamar is saying we're not concerned that you're going to roll onto the big day kahuna. And the same concern is that the same point will be by the tefillin, that even though you may not wear the tefillin where you're sleeping, we're not concerned you may come to roll on them while you're sleeping. Hachin Nagim Mistabra, and says the Gemara, it makes sense that to understand the Mishnah Masechta Tamid, like Rapapa's interpretation, Keneged Rosheim, that when it said they put the big dekuna, it doesn't mean directly under the head, it means near the head. If we're going to say that it means that they put it under the head, so says the Gemara, there's another concern. Tachas Rishayim, how could you put them under the head? But typically, Mishim Klayim, isn't there a concern of a shatness? And we know, Deke Avnate, that one of the big day kahuna is the Avnate, and as the Gemara is going to explain now, which was shatness, and you certainly can't lay on shatness. Nami, so even says the Gemara, even if you hold nitnu lehenes behem, the one could, a kohen could benefit from the big day kahuna, hamasani meklayim, everybody will agree that you can't have hana from klayim. So how could you lay in them? So Rishonim ask that klayim, you're allowed to wear klayim when you're a kohen. So the Rishonim answer that klayim is only mutter while you're doing the avoida. But when you're not doing the avoida, you're certainly not allowed to wear, you're not allowed to have a nor from klayim. So says the Gemara, Hanichlamandoma, if we follow the man doma that says, Avneita shekoin godl ze, Avneita shekoin hedjit, that the avneit, that the kohen gadol wore on Yom Kippur, which was made out of pure linen, is the same avnet that the kohen hedjit wore all year round. So it turns out that the kohen hedjit did not wear an avnet made out of sharpness. So then, there's no concern of klayim if he puts his head on the avnet, it's not made out of sharpness. El mandam avnet shekohen gadol lo yuzer avnet shekohen hedjit. The avnet that the kohen gadol wore on Yom Kippur was indeed made out of pure linen. The avnet that the kohen hedjit wore all year round was made out of klayim. So even if there wouldn't be a problem of having hanor from the big day kuna, but there's certainly an issa to have hanor from shatness. Ma iklameimer. So must be that when it says in the Mishnah that they laid on the big day kuna, it doesn't mean that they put their heads directly on the big day kuna. That would be a problem of klayim. Rather, what it means was that it put next to it. And what the Mishnah is teaching us, as we said a moment ago, is that we're not concerned that while he's sleeping, he may roll onto those big day kahuna. Says the Gemara, who says that just because they're made out of klayim, there would be a problem by putting your head on them? V'chi teima, if you maybe want to say, when the Torah says klayim, klayim belavisha hulavahu da'asa, the Torah says you're not allowed to wear klayim, you're not allowed to put klayim on your body. The Gemara teaches us, in Masechta Yevamos, Daf Dalet Amud Beis, that there are two psukim that the Torah teaches us regarding klayim. One pasuk is obeged klayim shatnes lo yalo alecha, and another pasuk is lo suba shatnes tsemro pishtim yachtov. And the Torah is teaching us that if it would have only said halah, putting it on you, you would think that it's only us, it's always usur, even if you don't enjoy it, you have no from hanor from it. That's why the Torah says like silbish, it has to be like levisha, where one wears a garment, he has pleasure from wearing the garment. But we're learning from here, suggests the Gemara, that you're only wearing them is usur. Hatsa, shari, but putting them under you is mutter. And vatanya, and here, when the Tanya is a raya, when the Torah says le yalo lecha avl atamuto le tzir tachtecha, you could put shatness under you. Avl omr chachamim that you're allowed to do so. Also lasis kain, even though midaraisa, you could put shatness under you. Chazal said don't shematichuch nima achas abasori, for we're concerned that some thread of the shatness will come on top of you and you'll end up having hanor. So that's why we see from here that you can't have the big day kahuna under your head, because even though midaraisa it may be permissible, midarabanan it's not permissible. So many mefarshim ask the question that we know that the Gemara often says ain't shvus b'migdash, that isurei d'rabanan don't apply in the base of migdash. So if the entire isur of klayim under you is only in Issa Drabbanan, it shouldn't apply on the big day kuna, which are in the base of Migdash. So some explain that the Meretz Chai says that this rule of Ein Shvus B'Migdash is only regarding Isurei Shabbos. The Isurei Drabbanan and Shabbos don't apply in the base of Migdash. But here we're not speaking about Isurei Shabbos, we're speaking about Isuri Kloyim, that applies in the Beis HaMikdash. Another pshat that I saw, that's when do we say Ein Shvus B'Mikdash? Ein Shvus B'Mikdash is saying that if it's for the tzairich, it's for the need of the Beis HaMikdash, even though it ought to be Asur Midrabanon, Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. The Beis HaMikdash doesn't benefit in any way when the kohen lays on his big day kahuna. So there's no rule of Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. So here we learned that you're not allowed to have klaim under you because we're concerned that some of the shaman of the shatness will come on top of you. So the question is, as the Rishonim, Rashi Masechta Beah actually asked this question, we just learned that the only type of issa that there is by klaim is if there's hanor from it. Where's the hanor if a piece of material, a thread of klaim is on your body? So one pshat Rashi says is that sometimes you have a thicker thread that does indeed provide warmth, it does indeed provide benefit. Another pshat Rashi says that Chazal were concerned that indeed one thread alone doesn't really give any hanor. But if we're going to allow one thread, it may come to allow even more than one thread, and when we have more than one thread, then there's real concern of hanor. The Chitema, says the Gemara. So now we understand what Rav Papa said. They didn't put the shatness clothing, the kohanim, under their heads. They put them next to the head. V'chitema, and if you'll say, the mafsik le'bini b'ini b'ini, they'll have something between their head and the big day kuhuna, which are shatness. Says the Gemara, v'homer Rav Shimon Pazi, omer Mishum ben Levi, omer Rabbi, Mishum kila kadisha b'rishlayim. And the kila kadisha b'rishlayim, the Rav Nissen Goyen quotes a medrash, that the reason these people were called Kila Kadisha, they would divide their day into three. A third of the day they davened, a third of the day they learned Torah, and a third of the day they worked. That's the way a Jew is supposed to live. Others say that they learned Torah all winter long, and they worked in the summer, and they earned enough in the summer that they could be, that they would have enough income that they could spend the rest of the year learning. If you have 10 mattresses, one on top of the other, and klaim tachtehim, and the bottom mattress is made out of klaim, also lishon alayim, you may not sleep on them. So we see that even if there's something interposing between the klaim and your head, it's asur. Alav, shema mina, so now we have a compelling proof that what Rav Papa said is correct, that keneged rosheim, that doesn't mean under the head, it means next to the head, shema mina. And therefore the point that we started the shiur with, can the kohen benefit from the big dekuna, is not, there's no raya, because the big dekuna were not under the head, the big dekuna were next to the head. But the Ran asks a question in Masechta Beah, why indeed is there a halacha that you can't sit on 10 mattresses when the bottom mattresses are shatness? If we just said that the whole concern is shema tichrech nima, that a thread of shatness may end up on top of your body, if you're sitting on 10 mattresses, that is going to happen. So the Ran answers that there were actually two gezeiros. The first gezeiro was shema yichrech nima, that there was a concern that that a thread may end up on top of you. But then Chazal made another gzeira. The Chazal said that if you're going to be allowed to sit on top of klayim, you may end up having klayim on top of you. And since Chazal were concerned that since when it's on top of you, we learned it's asur, so therefore Chazal said, don't even sit on it. They made a rule that sitting on klayim is asur, even in a situation where there's no concern that's going to be nichrech nima, that a thread of the klayim will be on top of you. Rav Ashi, however, disagrees with Rav Papa. Loilam, when the Mishnah says that they put the big dekuna under their head, it means tachas rishayim, under their heads. I become a san meklaim. But now we have the question that isn't he benefiting, isn't he enjoying klaim? So why would that be permitted? Says the Gemara, big dekuna koshimheim. The threads that they used to make the big dekuna, we learned earlier, were kafel shisha. Each thread was made out of 6 strands, and they were very hard. And when there's hard, when a material is hard, there is no problem of klayim. It's a hard felt, the Narish, that came from the city of Narish. It was a very tough felt. Sharia, there's no problem of klayim because it's made out of such a tough felt. And therefore here, says Ravashi, even though the Kohen's putting his head perhaps directly on the Bigdei Kohuna, there is no problem of klayim because the Bigdei Kohuna were like this hard felt that doesn't have a problem. So if that's the case, we don't have a raya, and we still don't know for sure what is the halacha of Bigdei Kohuna. May one benefit from them or not? Toshma, the Brisa says, Bigdei Kohuna, Yotzbem Medina. If the Kohen wearing the Bigdei Kohuna goes out of the Harabayas, Osir. He's not allowed to do so, because you can't wear the Bigdei Kohuna for your own personal use. Or the Migdash, but where you're standing in the base of Migdash, Bein B'shas Avoida, Bein B'shas Loi B'shas Avoida, whether you're doing that Avoida or not, Mutter. You're allowed to wear the Bigdei Kohuna. Nation Bigdei Kohuna, the Kohanim could have Hano from the Bigdei Kohuna. So from here we see She Mamina with Mutter. So the Rishonim discuss, so if the Gemara is saying that one could benefit from the Bigdei Kohuna, why can't you wear them in the Medina? So the Briskerov explains that the Isser is because of Klayim. And he quotes his father, Rav Chaim, who said that the Isser Klayim is only not a concern when the Kohen is doing the Avoida. And even if he's in the Beis HaMikdash, since he's in the Beis HaMikdash, which is the place where the Avoida is done, that's included in that Heter. But when the Kohen is outside the Beis HaMikdash, you can't call that Levisha of the Bigdei Kohuna in the category of Levisha's Bigdei Kohuna. It's not called Levisha's Bigdei Kohuna when you're outside of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it reverts back to regular Levisha, and it reverts back to Levisha of Klayim, which is Osir. Ask the Gemara. So now we're learning with Medina Loi that outside the Beis HaMikdash, one may not wear a Bigdei Kohuna. Ask the Gemara for Tanya. There was a Megillas Tanis which included all the days that Chazal taught us one may not fast on, because these were days that Nisim happened. And some of the days, the rule was you weren't allowed to fast, and some were days that not only may you not fast, but there were days that you were not allowed to eat, even wear, days that you were not allowed to even say a hespet. The Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yutes of a base teaches us, Batla Megillas Tanis. After the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, these days are not considered anymore Yomim Tovim. And since they're not considered Yomim Tovim, the halacha is that you could fast, then you could say a hesped. And one of the days that's mentioned over there is Be'esrim V'chamishim Ba, the 25th day of Tevis, Yom HaGrizim Hu. That's the day of Yom HaGrizim. What was the Yontif? The Loyla Mispid. Because it's a day that's such a Yontif that you're not allowed to fast, you're not allowed to even say a Hespid. Yom Shebikshu Kutim Espes Alkeinu Alexandros Moikim. That was the day that Kutim wanted that Alexandros Moikim should give over the Beis HaMikdash to them, Lachrivoi, to destroy it. V'nosnalhem, and Alexandros Moikim agreed. Bovedis Shimon HaTzadik. And they came and notified Shimon HaTzadik. And the reason that Tashbat says he was called Shimon HaTzadik, because he was the outstanding tzadik of that day. He was the most important tzadik in his time. Ma'asa. So what did the Shimon HaTzadik do? Lovish Bigdei Kohuna. He put on the Bigdei Kohuna. V'nisata v'Bigdei Kohuna. V'miyakira Yishlaim imoy. He took the distinguished people of Yerushalayim along with him, and they were carrying torches. For one side, Shimon and these great people were walking, and the Kutim were walking on the other side. And the Mor HaShachar came up. When the day began, so the king asked the Kutim,
Who are these people? Amla Yehudim Shemar Debucha. These are the Jews that rebelled against you. They said that the Jews are the people who go to the Beis Hamikdash and want to rebel against Klal Yisrael. Kivin Shigil against Alexandrus Mikrin. Kivin Shigil Antiphras. Once they came to the city of Antiphras, Zorcha Chama, now the sun came up completely. Upogu Zebezeh, Shimon HaTzadik and the king met each other. Kivin Shiro, the Shimon HaTzadik. As soon as the king saw Shimon HaTzadik, Yard Makafta Vishtachrelai, he did something highly unusual. He got off his chariot and bowed down to Shimon HaTzadik. Amalai, so his servant said to him, Melech Gadol Kamoyscha Yishtachrelai Yehudi Zeh, you the great king are going to bow down to this Jew? Amalai, the Musti Kunai, when I go to war, I see somebody who looks exactly like this. When ever I go to war, he's the one that is I see this appearance as they go out to war. So the Rebbeinu Bechaya explains, based on this, that the Torah sometimes calls the Big Day Kahuna Big Day Srod. Why are they called Big Day Srod? So he says, here we see that because Shimon HaTzadik was wearing the Big Day Kahuna, Klal Yisrael was saved. Lashon Sor Apolid. And he explains that if not for the Big Day Kahuna, they would never have survived. And that's why Srod, the Big Day Kahuna, called the Big Day Srod. Amalahem. So now Alexandrus Moitim asks Shimon HaTzadik, Lama Basam, why have you come to see me? Amalai, Efshir Ba'ishim Espan Loch of Amelchoscha Shloite Cheref. Place where we daven that you should succeed. These people should try to convince you to destroy the Beis Hamikdash. So the Shaul Shuvas Maram Padva, based on this Gemara, says that there was a person who was a Baal Tshuva or whatever. Or he was a fine person, but his father was a mumer. And the question is, when he's called up to the Torah, can we mention his father's name, even though his father is a mumer? Says the Maram Padva. Here we see that they davened in the Beis Hamikdash for Alexandrus Moitin, who, as is pretty obviously in the Gemara, wasn't a great tzaddik. So that's why you're allowed to mention their name in the Beis Hamikdash. And this was actually the truth, because it says the Rebbe Eliyakim, just like it says in Pirkei Avos, "Hab mispala b'shloima shemalchus," we're indeed supposed to daven for the welfare of our government, and they did daven for Alexandrus Mochim. Amalai, so he said, "Mi alalu? Who are the people that want to do this to stop you and destroy you, where you are so much part of my success?" Amalai kutim alalu shamdul fenecha. So he said, "These kutim, amalem harayim esurim biyotcha." You could do with them whatever you want. Yad nokfim bekveim, they made holes in the heels of their feet, v'solam besunve susayim, and tie them to the tail of their horses, v'yamgarnosam al-kotzv al-berkonim, and they schlepped them on thorns, achigil ha-gerizim, until they arrived to ha-gerizim. Kivin shigil ha-gerizim, once they arrived to ha-gerizim, chashua, they plowed it up, v'zuru kashinim, and they planted their very low-level vegetable, karshinim, kederach shebikshu lasis b'leis elkeinu. This is where they had their avodah zarah. They destroyed their avodah zarah, what they wanted to do to our Beis HaMikdash. V'os ayoyim aso yontif. And that day was made into a yontif. But we see from here that Shimon HaTzadik wore the Big Day Kahuna, not just in the Beis HaMikdash. He went out to greet Alexandrus Moitim. Ibai Seim, so says the Gemara, two trutzim. One is Reuven the Big Day Kahuna. They were Big Day Kahuna. They were begodim that they were made like the Big Day Kahuna, but they didn't have the kedusha of the Big Day Kahuna. And since they didn't have the kedusha of the Big Day Kahuna, they were allowed to be worn. And as the Mefarshim explained, Shimon HaTzadik was well aware of what happened as Alexandrus went to war, and he saw him wearing the Big Day Kahuna, and that's why he prepared it that way. In a time of danger, we're allowed to do what we need to do. And here, they were in a situation that we had that they were sakonas nefashis, and that's why they were allowed to do it. So Sora of Yashu Zatzal asks that we know that in a time of sakana, in a time where a person needs, then we're allowed to do whatever we're allowed to do, that's only a refuah tivis, a normal type of refuah, but not a refuah skulis. This is not a regular type of refuah. Going to war would be mutter. So Rabbi Yoshev answers that they were so convinced that if they'll do this, a nace will happen. Under that situation, they're allowed to do what they need to do. And I saw the Rishonim say that that's exactly what the Gemara means when it says, Eis lasis l'ashem fer teresecha, that when it's a situation of sakana, we're allowed to do what we need to do. So our Gemara, in conclusion, did not say that you're allowed to wear the big day kahuna for whatever purpose you need. You're only allowed to wear the big day kahuna when there's a real need. Hachazan HaKnesses, we furthermore learned in the Mishnah that the Chazan HaKnesses, the Mishnah described the entire procedure, how they gave the Kohen Gadol to do the Kriyas HaTorah. So the Mishnah says, Chazan HaKnesses not to say for Torah. The Chazan HaKnesses would take the Sefer Torah and give it to the Rosh HaKnesses until they eventually gave it to the Kohen Gadol. Shmamino, so from here it seems, the Cholken covered Latam and Makam Arav, because we're allowed to give kavod to all these people, even though the Kohen Gadol is sitting there. Amar Abaya, kulay mekun kvay the Kohen Gadol hi. It may well be that you're not allowed to give kavod to a Kohen to anybody lesser than the person you're giving kavod. But this, everything that was done here, was done for the kavod of Kohen Gadol. Taking it from one person to the next person, the halach is. And ultimately bringing it to the Kohen Gadol shows the greatest cover to the Kohen Gadol. As we finish the sugya of the Big Day Kahuna, there's a machloikis Rambam and Ravid. The Rambam says that although we're passing in our Gemara that Big Day Kahuna are not subject to Mila Behegdish, but a Kohen may not wear the Big Day Kahuna only when he's doing the Avodah, because we're concerned about the Issa Shatness. The Rambam asks that the Rambam only speaks about the Issa Shatness when he's speaking about the Big Day Kahuna of the Big Day Hedget. But we know, says the Rambam, that there were a number of begodim that the Kohen Gadol wore that were Shatness. So why is the Rambam only speaking about the Big Day Kahuna of the Kohen Hedget? Why is he not also reflecting on the Big Day Kahuna of the Kohen Gadol? So the Radvaz says a number of terutzim. The Radvaz says that there's a mitzvah for the Kohen Gadol to remain in the Beis Hamikdash all day long. As the Pasuk says, Umen HaMikdash Lo Yetze. And in fact, there was a special chamber where the Kohen Gadol remained all day. So since he was in the Beis Hamikdash all day, and he's obligated to be in the Beis HaMikdash all day, as we just read the Pasuk, so that becomes an avoida for him to be in the Beis HaMikdash. And everybody agrees that while you're doing the avoida, you're allowed to wear the Big Day Kahuna. Another pshat that Ritva says is that the halacha is, we learned, the Mishnah said earlier in our Masechta, Kohen Gadol Makriv Chelek Barosh, that even though there were Mishmeris and Beit Av, who had a rotation of doing the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, and there was the pious, the Goyrel, the Kohen Gadol had the right that whenever he wanted, he could do the avoidah. So since the Kohen Gadol can exercise that right at any moment, so that's why he's always considered in the status of doing the avoidah. The Beis HaLevi gives a different explanation. We learned earlier in the Masech, the Dav Zayin, that the Kohen Gadol had the tzitz, wore the tzitz, and that the wearing the tzitz had the ability to be mechaper if one brought a carbon, which is tamei. But the Rambam holds that the tzitz can only be effective while the Kohen Gadol is actually wearing the tzitz. And furthermore, says the Beis HaLevi, the tzitz is only effective when the Kohen Gadol is wearing all Shemayna Begadim. So since the Kohen Gadol had to wear the tzitz all the time, and wearing the tzitz also requires that you wear the Shemayna Begadim, so now we understand why the Kohen Gadol whereas a lot, the Rambam isn't concerned about the Kohen Gadol wearing begadim that are shatnas. Only the Rambam is only concerned about the Kohen Hedjet. We learned in the Mishnah further, the Kohen Gadol oimet and accepts the Torah, Sefer Torah, and reads from it. Mechlal, so says the Gemara, the fact that the Mishnah says that the Kohen Gadol got up, Mechlal, Yoshev, that till now he was sitting. But ask the Gemara, Vamamar, haven't we learned, En Yeshiv Ba'Azara, that no one may sit in the Azara, El Malchi Be'Stavit Bavad, only kings from Malchi Be'Stavit, Shnemar, V'Yovai HaMelech David V'Yeshu Fnei Hashem. So how was he allowed to sit? So Tosfos asked that the Gemara Masechta Zvachim says that kachim are eaten by yeshiva when they're sitting. And the kachim, we know, we spoke earlier in our shir, are eaten in the Azara. And he would say that you're not allowed to sit in the Azara. So Tosfos gives a number of terutzim. One teretz Tosfos gives is that the Gemara that says that the Kohanim sat is talking about kachim kalim. And as we said earlier in our shir, kachim kalim are not only eaten, are eaten all of Yerushalayim. Another pshat that Tosfos says is going back also to earlier in our shir, where we learned that kahanim oichlem ubalim miskaprim. So the eating of kachim by the kahanim is a part of the avoida. Certainly when they're doing the avoida, they're allowed to sit. And another teretz Tosfos says that the Torah, when it says that you, the kahanim are supposed to eat the kachim, Torah says l'mashcha l'gedula k'derach shemalachim oichlem. So what's the Torah saying? That when kohanim are eating kachim, they're like malachim, and malachim are allowed to sit. But here we're learning that only malchei beis David are allowed to sit, no one else. Why? So one pshat is that the pasuk says regarding the mishkan that the mishkan, the beis hamidrash, the kisei Hashem, iva l'moishev loy. And Shlomo HaMelech, the pasuk says, the Malchus Beis David sat v'yeshiv Shlomo al kisei Hashem. But then I saw Rabbi Yechiel Melchel Ostrofa explains why only Malchus Beis David are allowed to sit there. So he explains because everyone else with concern will become arrogant, won't have the proper covet if they're sitting in the Azara. The Malchus Beis David were people of such fine character that we don't have that concern. So the question comes back, how was the Kohen Gadol allowed to sit there? And says the Gemara, Karam Rav Chisda said regarding another question, which we'll see in a moment, that we're talking about the Ezrus Noshim. Hachanami be'Ezrus Noshim. This entire procedure of the Kriyas HaTorah was taking place in the Ezrus Noshim. In the Ezrus Noshim, the Kohen Gadol may sit. Veich Itmed Rav Chisda. Ask the Gemara, where do we learn what Rav Chisda said? Aha. The Tanya Heichen. Where in the Azara did they read on at Hakel Bazara? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Aimer Bahar Abayis Shenima VeYikur BaLefnei Rechoy VeShleifnei Sharamayim VeAm Rav Chisda BeEzrus Noshim. And this halacha that you can't sit doesn't apply in the Ezrus Noshim. So the pasuk says, since we mentioned the pasuk of Ezra, the pasuk says VeYivarech Ezrus Am Hashem Ezrus Hashem Alkim Hagodol My Godol. What does the Gadol mean? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rav, Shegadol b'Shem HaMefarish. When they mentioned his name, they said the Shem HaMefarish. Shegadol Amar, Gidol Amar, that in that day they said, they made up that when they answer a bracha in the Beis HaMikdash, they would say, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Min HaOlam V'Olam. That until that time, explained Rashi, they didn't say that at the end of every bracha. Then they started saying, At the end of every bracha, says the Tosfos Yeshanim, in Beis Hamikdash Rishon, they would say Baruch Hashem Elokei Min HaOlam. But once the Apikarsim began saying that there's only one world, there is no Olam Haba, to show that we very much disagree with that, they began saying Min HaOlam V'Ad HaOlam. Amalei Abayler of Dimi, V'Dima, what makes you say that pshat? Maybe it means Shegidlo B'Shem HaMefarish. Amalei, ain't Omer Shem HaFarish B'Gevulim. They did not say the Shem HaFarish outside the Azara. Ask them, is that true? V'loi v'ksiv. V'yamad, the Pasuk says, V'yamad Ezra Sefer, Amigdal Eitz, Ash'osu L'dovar, V'arav Gidlo Shegidlo B'Shem HaFarish. So you see that they weren't standing in the Azara, and they still said the Shem HaFarish. Says the Gemara, I Rashi, so it was a special situation. Normally they wouldn't do so. So the Pasuk says, V'yizak b'kol shkol al Hashem alakim. My Omer, what did they say? Omer of Rav Yitem Rav Yochanan. They were davening and they said bye bye. And then Rav David says, based on this, that sometimes somebody is davening and he's really davening with much kavana and he gives a krechts and he says Ribbono Shel Olam or whatever he says in the middle of the Shemone Esrei. And we know that one is not allowed to be mafsik in the middle of the Shemone Esrei. He says, from here we see that if you say that from the depths of your heart, it's not considered a hefsid. Hainu hai, they said regarding the Yetzer Hara v'Avodah Zarah, the achrav l'migdasha, it caused that the base of Migdash should be destroyed, the kayel ha'echalei, and the base minis should be burnt, the katlina l'kula tzaddikei, and all the tzaddikim were murdered, the glin l'Yisrael Maron, and it caused that Klai Yisrael should go to Golos. V'day in Merakat Beinon, and this Yetzer Hara still exists between us. Klum Yehavten Elohim. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they said, give us the Yetzer Hara? El Kabuli Be'agra, that we should be able to prevail over the Yetzer Hara and get Tzchar. So they said, Lo Yiyu Be'inan V'lo Agri Be'inan. We don't need the Yetzer Hara, and we will forfeit the Tzchar. Nafal Piskim Rekia. So a piece of paper came down, Min HaShemayim, that have a Kosovo Emes, that the word Emes was written on it. Amar Rav Chanina. So Rav Chanina says, we see from here, Shema Mino Chos Meshal Kodesh Baruch Hu Emes. The signature of Kodesh Baruch Hu is Emes. And I saw the Maral explains, why is Chos Meshal Kodesh Baruch Hu Emes? Because what is the most unique attribute of Kodesh Baruch Hu? That Hashem Elkein Hashem Echad. There's only one Hashem. There's also only one Emes. And Emes is what a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and therefore Emes is the Chosh Mishal Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Kotzker Rebbe would explain that when somebody signs his name, he signs his name with something that can't be forged. Emes is something that can't be forged, and that's why that's the signature of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Pnei Yeshua makes a very interesting point. He says the Gemara in Masechta Rosh Hashanah says that in Rosh Hashanah, the tzaddikim gemurim are nechtovim v'nechtovim l'chaim, l'alta l'chaim. The rishoyim gemurim are nechtovim v'nechtovim l'alta l'misa. And the beinanim are tluyim v'omdim, are in abeyance, ad yom kippurim. Zochu, if they're worthwhile, the nechtovim l'chaim, they're written down l'chaim. Loi zochu, the nechtovim l'misa. So Pnei Yeshua asks, why by the Rishoyim and the Tzadikim, does the Gemara use the word Nechtovim? Nechtomim, they're sealed. And by the Beinanim, it doesn't say Nechtomim. So he says that what's the difference between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Midas Hadin, acts with the Midas Hadin. On Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts with the Midas HaRachman. The Midas Hadin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes, and the Chesim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. So that's why those whose fate is decided on Rosh Hashanah, so where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with the Midas HaEmes, it says Nechtamim. On Yom Kippur, where the Midas HaEmes is not the most powerful Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't say Nechtamim, because the seal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we just learned, is Emes. So the Anshei Knesset Gedolah sat in a fast for 3 days and three nights, and they Kadosh Baruch Hu gave over the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah to them. Nofa Oska, and how did this Yetzer Hara appear? Kiguria the Nura, like a small lion that exited the base Kotchei Kotchim. Amalu HaNavi Yisrael, and Zachar HaNavi says to Klai Yisrael, Haina Yitzra Devaris Kachavim. This is the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah. Shnemar, he pointed out, Zois Harosha. This is the fire. And the Mashah and others explain, it's just incredible. The Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah comes out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So he explained that many times people believe that what they're doing is perfectly proper. Not only is it perfectly proper, they think it's Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's the holiest of the holy. And really what it is Avodah Zarah. Badat Tafsule, as they grabbed this Yetzer Hara, Ishtamet Binusim Emazia, they pulled out one of its hairs, Ramakala, and it raised its voice, Vazakala Abamei Parsei. This the sound was so strong that it went the distance of 400 parsi. Amar hechenavid, what should we do? If they'll keep on hearing this lion cry, they'll have rachmanos on it. Amar lunavi, shejua beduda da avra, put it into a lead pipe, the chafua lepume bavra, and seal it with lead. The avra mishav shav koyla. Lead has the nature that absorbs the sound. Shnema v'yoyma zoyis harisha v'yashlechay se otoicha eifa v'yashleches even ayiferes alpia. They covered it with lead. V'amri. So the Anshe Knesset HaGdol said, Ha'el v'es rotzen hu, since we see that we are now at time that we can be mespalul, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu hears our tefillah, the boy rech me yitzur daveira. We'll also ask that the Kodesh Baruch Hu should give us and help destroy the Yetzirah of Arayis, of immorality. Bar Rachman, they davened, v'insubidayu, and they got what they davened for. Amalu chazu, dikat lisa lahu, but the Yetzirah of a desert of a Gilei Arayis tell them, if you're going to destroy me, there won't be a world. And they kept it for 3 days. If they look for an egg in all of Yisrael, because the chickens began to mate. Because why do people and animals all mate? Because we have that drive in us. If this drive is going to be removed, no longer will that happen. Amri Hechinavid. Now what should we do? Nikdalei, if we'll kill the Yetzirah, this Yetzirah, Kaya Alma, the world will no longer be able to exist. Neboi Rachmi Apalga, to daven that it should only be halfway destroyed, that only when people have permitted relations, should be allowed to have permitted relations, but not prohibited relations. Palga Burki Loyavi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give things in halves. Kechlinu leina, but what they were able to do was poke out its eyes, the shefkua, and they let it go without killing it. And what it accomplished was the lemigrebe innocent privacy. Even though people sometimes have improper desires, they don't have desires for relatives. Says the Gemara, Marava Masne Hachi. Says the Gemara, we started learning the pasuk Vivarech Ezra Hashem Halakim Agodl, and that's the way they learned it in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Gidol Amar Godloi, Shagodl B'Shem HaFarish, Rav Masna Amar, what they said was, HaKeil HaGodl HaGivu V'Anayra. V'od Rav Masna, Matzal Rav Yishua Ben Levi. Is very similar, says the Gemara, to what Rav Yishua Ben Levi taught us. Damar Rav Yishua Ben Levi, Lama Nikrik Shimon, Anshe Knesset HaGdoila. Why were they called Anshe Knesset HaGdoila? Shechziru Atar L'Yoshna. They brought back the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Moshe Rabbeinu was praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said, "Hokel HaGodol HaGibe V'Anoira." Also, Yirmi and Yirmi said, "Am Nachrim Makarke Be'Echalai." The Nachrim are dancing and destroying the base of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ayin Neroisam. Where do we see the fear of Hashem? And Lo Am Noira, he stopped saying Noira. Also, Daniel V'Amar, Nachrim Shtabim Be'Bonav. The Nachrim are enslaving Klal Yisrael. Ayin Gvuroisam. Where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's might? Loyama Giber. Also Inuva Amru, but then the Anshe Knesset Gdola came and said, Adrabba, Zuhi Gvurosoi, this is the strength of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shekovis Es Yitzroi, he calls back his anger, the Nois Erech Apayim L'Rishoyim, and he gives the Rishoyim the opportunity to do what they have to do. Veil in the Roisov, Shemolim Marish Kadosh Baruch Hu, Eich Uma Achas Yochel Eskayim Ben Umas, how could have Klai Yisrael continue to exist if they all after all these years? So that's why they reinstituted that we should say HaKeil HaGodol HaGibe V'Anoira. They asked the Gemara Rabbanon Hechi Avdi Hachi that they should take away part of what the Kadosh Baruch Hu, part of what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Hechi Avdi Hachi V'Akri Takanta the Tuk of Moshe Amar Rav Elazar Metoch Shiodin B'Kadosh Baruch Hu Shamitihu. They were very concerned about the truth and they didn't want to say something which didn't sound like the truth. And the Be'er Ma'im Chaim explains this Gemara with a mashal. He says that there was once a child who got a foreign object stuck in his hand, stuck in his body, and his father knew that if he leaves it there, it could cause serious infection to the child with serious repercussions. On the other hand, pulling out this foreign object would be very painful to the child. But the father realized that that's what he needs to do, because that's for the benefit of his child. So too, Kadosh Baruch Hu sometimes punishes us, sometimes puts us into galus, took us out of, destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. All very painful to us, but equally painful to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Like Chazal tell us that the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, the Chazal teaches, B'shor she'odem etzdar, when a person is in pain, Shechina ma'ameris, the Shechina says, Kalani Mirosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also is in pain. The father is in pain when the children are in pain. But sometimes the father realizes that that's what's best for us. And that's the Gol HaGibah V'Anoira. The greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, we don't always understand. It's above our understanding. But that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Godel is greater and bigger than anything we can understand.